Hey there, Amy Ray here.
And Madison Cunningham here on SiriusXM.
We are diving into a thing called Artist Conversation 2x4, where we each choose a song from one of our albums, one of each other's albums, a collaborative track, and then an admired song. So, you know, let's get started. Hey, Madison, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I was telling you before this that it's raining in Los Angeles, which is a novel sort of idea. So I'm just trying to keep my head above water, so to speak.
I love California.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a kind of a nature person, so I like to go hiking there. But when I'm in LA, I have a lot of really close friends there, so I usually split up the hiking and the socializing. But I guess I love the ethnic sort of vibe in LA. Like, I like to find all the little neighborhoods and the restaurants, and you know,
that is actually why I've fallen in love with specifically Los Angeles, because you know, I was born and raised in California, but this is like a whole other like way of living here.
Yeah, I read that your dad was a preacher or a minister, and
yeah.
I thought that was interesting because I was raised in the church, like 4 days a week kind of church, Methodist church. And really, Emily's dad is a ordained Methodist minister. My granddad, my great uncles, just a lot of people in my family are preachers. So I thought that was interesting how, you know, how that heavily steered you in the beginning, you know? And
yeah,
that it gave you a resource of music, I guess, because like the first place I heard music was, you know, choir, church camp, you know, all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought, you know, when I moved to LA, I was sort of, I had this like embarrassment around how I grew up in music, because I was like, I didn't, you know, go to college, I didn't, whatever, I didn't have a formal music education. But as I kind of like started opening up about that, I realized that was an incredibly unique story. I was kind of encouraged and stunned by that, because I didn't really realize. Like, there's a part of myself that I wish was more rebellious, because it looks so cool to be that way as a musician, and I'm not. But I suppose in terms of like musical rules, I love to break those. It feels really, I feel very at home with that idea, and it's exciting to me to find something that I'm like, it's not supposed to be this way, and I don't know the name for it, and I don't know why it moves me, but it does. And I think there's a beauty in sort of being lost in the technique, not knowing it's moving you. Because, you know, there's a fine line between being impressive and moving. And I think I would always choose to be moving.
That's cool to hear that you think about that, because I'm not, you know, a player, but I am drawn to people that, I'm drawn to someone for how they move me, but I'm also drawn to like experimental playing. So, but it has to come together for me. I don't like the early, you know, I like the stuff that's just like, I'm going to play as fast as I can. I mean, I admire someone who has that because I don't have it, but like, it doesn't do anything for me emotionally.
Well, I think Jeff Tweedy said once, he was like, I'm always sacrificing technicality for sincerity. That ended up becoming a mantra for me, because I was so obsessed with like, who can play the fastest and who can, and especially as a female guitar player, because it was always like, I just never wanted to be deemed as being good for a girl, because also that saying is so messed up, but it was a saying, and I felt that so heavily. And then it like very much changed for me when I started being really moved by songwriting. And out of sort of the prompts of the songs that we were going to bring today, one of the songs of my own that I brought is called Sunshine Over the Counter. And it's funny, this is actually a great example of one of those songs where I really loved the sort of guitar riff that plays throughout the song. But again, it was like, I was so excited by it that I could not write the song.
Wow, that's interesting, yeah.
It's like, there's this crazy pressure that I put on myself that's not even real. But it's just this like, oh, this idea is too good, which, how arrogant, right? But it's like you get so excited about something, you're like, I don't know what words could possibly go with this. And I had it for like 2 years. And for whatever reason, I don't know how this happens, but that sort of guitar melody slash riff ended up going perfectly with this melody that I had, sunshine, oh, da, 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 da. And it just worked. And I can't explain why. It might have just been this sort of reckless abandon of like, better get cracking and don't think about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's awesome. Well, that song, it's funny that you said that, because that was one of the pick. I was picking multiple songs to like narrow it down to, and that was one of the ones. And then I saw you picked it. So it's a great song. I love the words too. I wouldn't have never known that it was a struggle to figure out what went with it, because it's all so great.